Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but not the star of the program. The star is a gentleman we call Sultan. Boy, coming up here, too, the anniversary of two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about the all-time pro football legend, the acting icon, the one and only buddy on the show, the star of the Sports Lounge, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred?
Thanks so very much. The date of branding of Sultan of Safeties is this Sunday, October 21st, at the L.A. Coliseum. It happened 45 years ago this Sunday.
45 years ago, yeah. This Sunday, Fred Dreyer, in a game against, was it Minnesota
Bay.
Or Green Bay. In a game against Green Bay, I was talking to a guy at a bar here in Hawaii just the other day about this because he brought it up. He was at that game, and not only did you sack a quarterback twice in the same quarter, Fred Dreyer, it was two different quarterbacks. This will never be overturned, this record.
Well, that's the trivia question. Who were the two quarterbacks?
And Jim Delgazzo is one of
that's
them.
That's one of them, the left-handed guy. And then we have Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter. That's good. And later on, unbeknownst to Fred, he would star in a TV show named after Scott Hunter, the famed show Scott. And that was canceled, and then he went on to a show called Hunter. So that's another trivia question, but that's for another show, Fred. So how's your week going, Fred? Come on, let's talk about this. We got a lot to talk about, baseball, football, all that stuff.
Well, I think the country, I mean, the basketball is just starting up here, I think, in the next couple, two or three days. Lakers are getting started here up in Portland. You've got hockey. It's underway for a couple of games. So these two sports are kind of like just starting to get rolling. Pro football is in its fifth, sixth week. You've got some excitement there. Some teams are starting to show themselves. Then you have this baseball thing.
This whole big World Series. Your thoughts on this, everybody? You can check everything out. First, check out Fred Dreyer's new website. What's the website you have, Fred Dreyer?
FDreyer.com. And check it out, and you'll see the trailer for Highway 395.
You can email Fred always, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Jot that one down, send him an email. We'll have the email segment, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all four nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Come on, let's ride. Hey, guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats as the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with some of our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. Be sure and check out our new lineup of G3 Boats at your local dealer or visit us at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, just before the break there, you were talking a little bit about the baseball players. It's been a weird baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred, let me get your opinion on this first before we really get into, as you break things down for some of these teams here. But you play, 162 games? And I was talking to a gentleman here recently who's a big Cub fan. He says, I don't understand. You play 162 games, and then you do a one-game playoff if you're tied, and that decides the whole thing? He said, shouldn't it be based on how you played against the team during the season, whether you beat them or didn't beat them, who beat who? I mean, what's your feelings on that? It goes down to one game after 162. That's kind of tough, and that happened twice this season here at the end of the regular season.
Well, that's the rules, and that's what the Players Association agreed to. If I'm a player and I get a vote to my representative on my team, if I'm playing for the Rangers and I go to my guy and say, hey, this is, we worked real hard here, and after 162 games of slugging it out, here we are tied. I think you should put, an opportunity in here to play at least 5 games, 7 games, instead of a 1-game playoff.
I agree. It's anticlimactic after a huge season. One game decides it?
Well, it's funny because everybody talks about how long the baseball season is, but nobody does anything until the season's over with, and then they get nervous about, the season's too long, so we only have to have a 1-game playoff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, it was a little better this year because the two teams, the Brewers and the Cubs, it was who was going to be the wild card and who wasn't. The same with the Dodgers and Colorado. But if it's not that way, I mean, it's really tough to go to one game. But let's get into it a little bit. You wanted to spend some time here talking about some teams that, play the season regular. They get into the playoffs. It's a 5-game or a 7-game series. And all of a sudden you have some teams and some players on the teams that just fall into a slump or can't perform. What's going on with baseball
here?
Well,
if you take the Dodgers per se.
Let's look at them. Okay, go ahead.
Look, if you take them, they lost last night's game. They lost doing what they've been failing at the entire year, not hitting. And by the way, that's a hell of a powerful lineup not to get 12 shots at runners in scoring positions and to go hitless. So you've got 162, 163, four games that they've played already. And here's the opportunity. You've got runners on second or third, third and second, and people come up. One, two, three. That's it. And they don't hit. And whose fault is that?
Is it the hitting coach? Is it the manager? Is it the individual player?
Look, you either hit it or you don't hit it. What's the reasoning behind someone hitting and not hitting? The issue for me is that there's a philosophy that is put into a team, and it's executed. It's turned on. The switch is turned on to start playing to that philosophy of how you manage your lineup, how you hit. We have 162 games, and our philosophy is we're not going to steal bases. So therefore, the Dodgers never stole any bases throughout any of the games under any circumstances. We're not going to bunt people over. So we're not going to bunt people when we get an opportunity.
There was a situation, I think, in one of the games where the pitcher was up and he had a chance to, and this happens to a lot of teams, has a chance to either swing away and bunt. And so, why don't they call for a bunt there? Even if the guy strikes out trying to bunt, at least if he bunts, he stays out of the double play. What's the deal? What's the reasoning there?
It's a philosophy. They don't want to bunt.
Yeah, that's tough.
We're not bunting. So here comes the pitcher with Grandal sitting on second base. He just doubled. Here's an opportunity. Let's move him over. There's one out. So we got two outs to get the guy in. So why not put him on the third base? And if you're the Brewers, you want to get somebody on third base because you'll know there's going to be a pass ball coming.
Guess
what? There was a pass ball and the guy scored.
Yeah, and so this happens, the philosophy happens. Let's look at the Cubs. The Cubs are out of it, but they have gotten rid of their third hitting coach in three seasons, the three for three every season, and they've got the former Rangers hitting coach now, Anthony, I think Iapozzi his name is. He's replaced Chili Davis. I mean, can you put all this on, like, one? I mean, is there, like, a scapegoat usually on the team where there's a player?
Isn't it? Well, look, you got great hitters, they need to be you need to oversee all of these great hitters you have, like the Dodgers have. So they get a guy in there who can communicate with them. You know, there are specific fundamentals to hitting a baseball. It's like teaching somebody. It's like what Tiger Woods does when he says, I need to get a coach, someone in here who can take a look at my swing and dissect the swing and let me know, you're bent here, don't do that. You're putting too much weight. You're opening up. Your club face is so open. And so you need someone to constantly watch and monitor, as much as it is a psychological advantage to have somebody you can talk to, somebody you can let off steam. Because once you get inside your head on those technicalities, you can't retrieve somebody because they're so deep into being self-conscious. You want to be self-aware. Sports is you're working at it. So you want to be self-aware. You don't want to be self-conscious to where now you start gripping every single thing you do and questioning it if the ball doesn't, go over the fence. So what we now have is you've got a whole lineup of players. Speaking for the Dodgers, you have a whole lineup of players now. You have a complete roster of left-handed hitters and right-handed hitters, and Dave,
Dave Roberts, the manager.
Dave mixes those according to the pitching philosophy,
right?
And so that's fine, but what you're missing is, you're missing the fact that maybe you've got one guy like Jock Peterson, who suddenly is hitting right-handed and left-handed hitters, pitchers. So why don't you leave him in the game? So here comes, I don't know how many times I saw this. I mean, it's not a secret. How many times a good hitter who's on a streak, who's hit in the last, who has 25 hits in the last 93 at-bats. They take him out of the game because they want to go left or right because I say leave the guy. I don't care if he throws left and you're a left-hander.
It happened with David Freese. I mean, the guy was doing well, and they take him out, put somebody else in. It's
like throwing a bucket of water on the guy.
And that happens. We're using the Dodgers as an example, but that happens on a lot of baseball teams. This whole metrics thing is just crazy. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that with you, Fred Dreyer. You're in tune with the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Check out his new website. You can get his movie Highway 395, fdreyer.com. We'll also talk about next week. He's on NCIS on Tuesday the 23rd. We got a lot to talk about here on the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer giving you the inside look at sports, the politics of sports as we do on this program each and every week at this time. Thank you for joining us here on the weekends, during the week, whenever you're tuned in listening to us. We appreciate it. Fred's talking a little bit about metrics in baseball. And Fred, we talked about this on, I believe, on our last show, but you have to bring it up again. And that is, you talk metrics, you talk about part of that is the shift that these teams put on where they have a left-handed hitter and they move everybody over to the right side of the infield, or a right-handed hitter, they move everybody over to the right. And hey, John Smoltz talked about this. He's mentioned it on a couple of different series already. And it's like, why doesn't someone just take it and bunt the ball where there's nobody around? They shift you to the right, bunt it down third base, and you'll have a double before they can wake up and smell the toast burning.
Well, yes, we always talk about that, and it's common sense. But it's like what happens when there's a movement in any sport. But once there's somebody who innovates something Friedman and Farhan Zaidi, the general manager and the president of baseball operations, once those two guys decided to go out and hire a manager in Dave Roberts, and say, this is how we believe you should manage. This is the philosophy that we have. We don't want to waste a lot of time. We want to go after what we know to be true because the numbers say they're true. You can get somebody, you can say to somebody, we're going to put a real fast guy on first base. He gets a base hit. Well, the next guy coming up, we put a guy in the second spot behind him who has a low percentage of hitting into double plays. So we're going to put him in there, and we're going to pick just exactly how. We got a third guy batting third. We're going to put him. He's a right-handed batter. So when a right-handed pitcher comes up, we're going to have him flip-flop and bat from the left side.
Right.
So you have all of this intricacy. It becomes a politic. It becomes a mantra, and there isn't a choice. This is how we manage. This is what we're going to do.
And it's many teams in baseball now. It's everybody's getting into this
philosophy. Well, yeah, it is. All you got to do is start winning games by teams that believe in this and start working those numbers. They're not. It's not something that you can guarantee on all the time. So when a team like the Dodgers, who are loaded with hitters, as we said before, come up in the third game of a playoff at home with Milwaukee, and they come up to bat, that whole lineup over the course of nine innings comes up to bat with runners in scoring position, third or second, and they don't get a hit. Something's awfully wrong with
something
the matrix.
But let me ask you this question, because you played professional sports, of course, as the all-pro defensive end with the Rams and also the New York Giants. Players, whether it's football, baseball, whatever it might be, but in this case baseball, fall into streaks, as you mentioned. Somebody may be on a hot streak, hitting really well. You had Matt Kemp on the Dodgers doing well the first half, not so much the second. But you got this Yasmani Grandal, where he's all of a sudden, you mentioned, had a couple of bad games with pass balls and things. So what do you do in a situation like that? Do you sit him down and rest the guy? Do you put him in? How do you snap somebody out of that kind of a streak?
Well, I'll tell you.
What do you do? I mean, you played football. What happens when you were off a step or two? Did they rest you? Did that embarrass you? Did you come back stronger than ever? What's the deal?
Well, look, if you're dropping passes,
right,
you've either got to start catching them, or the quarterback is going to tell the offensive coordinator, "I'm not throwing him the ball.
Right,
put him in the slot and give me somebody else out there." And at some point in time, in football, there's only 16 games. So you don't have a lot of time to nurture people and to help people out of a slump. You either catch the friggin' thing or you're going to be on the bench.
Right.
In baseball, you got 7 months to work out my my hitting jag that I'm in.
Right.
And so you work with you get sent down, you go down to the minor leagues and they work with you and you come back. That's how Jock Peterson snapped out of his.
Correct.
He had 17 different batting stances, but he had to work them out himself.
17?
And he did, yeah, and then now he had to work them out. So he worked them out. And he's a heck of a baseball player today, and he's a leadoff guy for the Dodgers.
Because he worked him out.
And you can do that because he has the time to do it.
Hang in here, Fred. I want to continue this. We got some hot topic going on here today, right in the middle of baseball, playoffs, World Series time. Stay with us on the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And don't forget, coming up this Sunday, the man had two safeties in one game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks on the Green Bay Packers, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, for all you fans out there listening, go to YouTube and put in Dreyer's two safeties, 1973 Green Bay Packers, and you'll see it.
1973, this happened October 21st,
yep.
And you put in Dreyer's two safeties, 1973, on YouTube, and
Green
you can
Bay
check
Packers.
It out. Green Bay Packers, and you will have it there. All right, we're talking a little metrics in sports, but in baseball, especially here during playoff season here, moving into the World Series. And so, let's just call it by name. You got a guy who's a good catcher, good power hitter, Yasmani Grandal. All of a sudden, in one game, he's got two pass balls, another game, another pass, one or two pass balls. So what happens, Fred, as a former player in football here, but you played baseball in high school, and what happens when a player hits into kind of a funk? Do you kind of work him through? You mentioned Jock Peterson on the Dodgers. He was 17 different stances. They sent him down. He came back. Yasiel Puig comes to mind. It's because I watched the Dodgers a lot, and he was having some trouble. They sent him down. He comes back and kind of gets out of his funk a little bit here. What do you do with a guy that's a veteran that falls into a hard time? Do you rest him? Do you set him down and talk to him? What happened to you? I know you did not like to sit down. If they took you out of the lineup, you were ticked. So that was like if somebody threatened you to do that when you were a player, that was like an affront to you, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you a story before we continue.
Please,
here.
That's what I want.
I had a real good day one day out at the Coliseum, and I had three sacks, and I was right in the middle of the fourth quarter, and I felt pretty good, and I felt as though that I could probably get a couple more, which would be nice. And then the defensive coordinator Ray Malavasi sent in another player to replace me.
Oh boy!
And he says so. He says I got you, and I said no, you don't. Get off the field. He says what? Get off the field. So I sent him back to the sideline. So the other team punted to us, and yep. I came off the sideline and I walked over to Ray.
To Ray Malavasi.
I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, "Well, I wanted to get Reggie in there, you know." I said, "I don't care about you wanting to get Reggie in there. Don't you know I'm having a pretty good game? Wouldn't you want me to continue that? Why would you pull me out of the game?" Now I'm on the sideline arguing with him, and he just says, "Well, you know, that's what I wanted to do." I said, "Well, that's a stupid idea. That's a dumb idea, and I'm kind of pissed off about it." So I went over and sat on the bench right in the middle of the game. I went over and sat down, and he came over later and goes, "Well, I said, can't you see that? Is that all you wanted to do? Is you wanted to, okay, Fred's having a pretty good day. Let's get Reggie in there so he can have a good day too. You know, there's there's 10 minutes left in the game. You know, I could have had six more sacks or something, you know, but the point is it's a courtesy. It's common sense. And so, you know, when you get someone who's going good, you feed them. And when you get someone who's not going so darn good, You know, if I had been just going along, he should have come over and said, hey, I want to get Reggie in there here in the fourth quarter. I'd say, fine, put him in at the six-minute mark, you know.
Okay, so let's bring this back into today's discussion on the show, because here's a guy, you, who are having a great game. They'll take you out. And he said, are you nuts? This is what we're looking at with metrics. They look at these numbers on a piece of paper. This guy hits left-handers better than right-handers. We got to put him in. And maybe the guy is having the game of his life, or maybe he's in a hot streak where everybody, where he hits his a left-hander or a right-hander, forget the metrics. He's just making contact with the ball. That is missing from today's baseball game. Nobody looks at the player and says, this guy is hot right now. We got to just stay with him.
Yeah, right. And then when they are hot, they'll come to the ballpark and look up on the bulletin board. They'll see today's lineup, and they're not in it. They're going to say, "Well, how come I'm not in it?" Well, we got a left-hander going today, and we want to put our left-handed group in there today so we can play those numbers. He goes, "I'm hotter than hell. Don't cool me off." I said before, it's like throwing cold water on him. And remember what they said. They asked Jock Peterson after, I think, the second Milwaukee game, and he said, "You know, gee, you guys are really going good." No, it was Bellinger, and he said, "Gee, you got a great hit there, knocked a run in, and how do you feel about that?" You know, regular, typical dumb question. How do you feel about that? And so he just says, "Well, you know, we have to take advantage of when we're going to be in there. I came to the ballpark today. I wasn't in the lineup, but I was reassured that I would be in a position to contribute today. So here I am. The pitch came, and I delivered. And so I feel great about that. But I want to play. I want to start." He says, "But we're fortunate. We've got very professional, very good hitting players that understand the philosophy, and we're going along with it."
Your thoughts on that? Get to it right now. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, talking about sports metrics, people that are hot, people that are not. So it's got to sometimes go with your gut feel. And, you know, a lot of the great games in baseball, football, hockey, basketball, you go with a gut feel. Sometimes teams don't map out. Look at the I hate that we use the Dodgers, but we do the show out of L.A., but you look at the 88 Dodger team. I mean, this was not a team of power hitters. This was a team that pulled together and just got the key hit because they had a manager in Tom Lasorda that was able to get the maximum from every one of his players when he was there. He could see if they could do it. And my gosh, he had, you know, that's a home run that was hit there in the 88 World Series. For gosh sakes, I mean, this was the thing that turned things around for the Dodgers. On a player that couldn't even come up to make a bat. So it's like, this is where you got to know that a guy is ready to go into play, Fred.
Look, I was mentioning earlier that this philosophy that the league now occupies,
yes,
that they've created it. They've put together a model, an offensive philosophy model, based on things that were kind of peripheral statistics. And so they go to training camp and they just say, okay, we're now going to get this team ready. We're going to ask the team to get hot and hit with runners in scoring position. But yet they also have to do it knowing that if they do get hot and if they do start getting
right,
a momentum, that can be broken at any time. And so what happens over the course of the year, you wind up getting a team that is waiting around for somebody else to hit.
Right,
and you don't have the great opportunity of being in there every single day and hitting a left-hander or a right-hander. You know, the whole gag is it's okay. It's the seventh inning. You know, the two runners on first and second. We got to get the guy moved over. So Jim, I want you to bunt. And Jim, you know, is a home run hitter, and you're asking him to bunt. You know, that's another philosophy where I don't care who you are, we want you to move these guys over. It's Mike Socia. Mike Socia says, Pujols, I want you to bunt. I want you to get guys to second and third, first and second. And you say, great, tomorrow you can hit a home run. Right this very minute, I need you to get those two guys.
Yep.
Because the guy, that'll be one out. That means you got two outs to get those guys across. And I got the guys right behind you that are going to do it.
Classic good baseball. The 88 World Series, you're the manager. First game, Eckersley is on the mound. You got Kurt Gibson, who I was talking about earlier. And he's like, hey, what do the metrics say about Kurt when he had his bad knee and could barely walk around? Does he keep him out because of the metrics? Or if the guy says he wants to come up and give it a swing, do you give him a shot? You get him to come up there. He gets a shot. He makes a swing. He wins the game. Turns the entire series upside down and gives the Dodgers the victory by changing momentum, Fred.
Yes. And that is understanding the human factor of your,
yes,
of your squad. And that's what Tommy did. That's how Tommy was coached. That's how he grew up. understanding the character and the personalities of people, and his ability to motivate the team. And the team was always looking to leadership. On these teams, especially the Dodger teams and all these teams that make it into the playoffs, all of these teams, you know, it's a different sport. You know, you got everybody making $20 million.
Right.
And so they figure, well, you know, if I'm not going to play, I've got my $20 million. And then, you know, I was 10 for 15. And I come to the ballpark, and I'm not in the lineup. Okay, so now I'm over here. Now your lineup is changed. Now the dynamic of the lineup is now been affected by decisions that aren't based on the current status of if a team is hot. How do I ignite a lineup? Now, remember in training camp, before the day before the Dodgers broke, what happened? They were having a good camp, and they had everything kind of rolling. They kind of knew what they were going to do offensively. And what happens? On the last at-bat, Justin Turner gets hit in the wrist and breaks his wrist.
Momentum.
For 45 games, he's missing. This team never got off the ground. They were 16-26 or 16-27. They were terrible. They were last. They never got a momentum. And so
what's the metric for momentum? There is none, and that's the deal. Momentum switches in a game, and there's no metrics for that.
Well, it's consistency. It's leadership. I've got my first three guys. I don't care if you got an octopus out there. You've got three guys that are going to be in the lineup every single day, and maybe six, seven, and eight I monkey around with. Maybe I make the guy, instead of he's hitting cleanup, and maybe he's hitting fifth. But the point is, you've got consistency of the lineup. The Dodgers never had it because they never cultivated it.
Yeah, reminder, don't forget Fred Dreyer is going to be on NCIS this Tuesday on CBS, everybody.
Yes.
You can check it out. Fred Dreyer on NCIS with Mark Harmon. Don't miss it. Going to be one of the all-time Emmy Award-winning performances from what I've heard. But you'll have to go ahead and watch that and see what it's like. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. We're in the Sports Lounge. A little bit more to come back at you with, so stay with us here on CRN. Don't forget, check out Fred's website, fdreyer.com. F-Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. Time for our email segment. Are you ready for this, Fred?
Indeed.
Martina is writing to you. She says, "Hi, Fred Dreyer. You're so handsome and sexy. I loved your show, Hunter. I can't wait to see you on NCIS this month. You still look good. Fred Dreyer, love you and your fan and friend, Martina." And apparently a big Hunter fan, and excited about Tuesday, your appearance on NCIS.
Well, thank you, Martina. I sure appreciate it. And I appreciate all the compliments you folks give me. Thank you so much.
Can you give us a little preview on what's happening on NCIS?
No, I can't. I've been asked to be very secretive. I've told Mark Harmon I would not blow the scoop on this show. It's going to be a good one, though. You got to tune it in.
What's your character? Are you?
I'm a Marine, retired Marine Sergeant.
I'm a retired Marine Sergeant.
Yeah,
okay,
and the theme is fragging.
Oh, fragging, huh?
Fragging.
Okay, that's, I don't know what that is, but we'll check it out.
That'll you know what that is. When one person throws in a hand grenade into a tent,
they
get rid of guys, they kill them. You know?
Yeah, they frag them that way.
They frag them.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, so now Murray says, "Hey, we miss Hunter. Hunter is being shown on the Icon Network, isn't it?"
Yeah, it's around. You know, a lot of people, including myself, people say, "Oh, I just watched Hunter last night." I said, "Well, how do you get it?" Sometimes it's on a different dish. It's on a different system, you know, so it's out there, but not everybody gets the same thing.
There you have it. Also, Colin says, "Hello, Fred. How you doing? Looking forward to your upcoming appearance on NCIS." Everybody excited about this,
yes,
Fred.
Thanks so much, Colin.
you want to email Fred Dreyer, please do so. We'll get to more emails here a little bit later in the show. Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Oh, we got so much here to talk about. Fred, let's, so many things. We really hit baseball here. We're in the playoffs and that. But let's get into a little bit, if we can, just your kind of look into the future of basketball. The Warriors, Golden State, again, favored to three-peat, but they're saying the odds are not as high as they were last year. So what do you think? Looking ahead, what do you see here in this basketball season?
Well, it's the same eight teams, maybe. The Lakers are probably, the addition on the West. You know, there's eight playoff slots. The Lakers will probably be in fifth, sixth, seventh, somewhere's right around there anyway. But it's the same thing. The good teams are still good. The odds in Vegas for the Warriors have dropped a little bit, only because they're another year older. Plus, you've got the rest of the team, rest of the teams in the division are better.
Yeah, well, you know, they've won it six of the last nine seasons, and 3 years in a row, and so they're favored here to three-peat, but the odds aren't as high. You're right. The competition, they're older. They're older on their team, a little more competition for them. It's going to be an interesting NBA season this year, I think. Might be kind of fun to watch.
I think the excitement and the energy and the power is with the Lakers. I think the league will be stimulated, and the Western Division will be stimulated because everybody will be turning out wanting to watch the Lakers. And the Lakers got suddenly got a bunch of good players. I mean, another year from now, when they go out to free agency, and they'll have a bunch of cap room. Once they go out and get a couple more players, man, these guys will be ready to go.
What about football? As we're kind of getting into it a little bit now. You and I have been making some picks, and the Bears depressed us last week, and I think they're going up against New England. This is going to be an interesting weekend here that we got.
Where are they playing? In Chicago?
I believe it is Chicago, yeah. I think so.
Well, we had Chicago, and they completely choked.
They should have won that game against Kansas
minute.
City, right?
We got beat three times last week because of teams choking. And you know, that's, you know, you're in, what, six weeks in, almost close to half. My axiom is you can't really take anybody too seriously until halfway through. Have you noticed how many people are injured in this league? They're injured, and I've heard a couple of commentators thankfully start talking about how bad the tackling is. And it's terrible. You've got, I don't know how many times I watched this Kansas City team that's a good team, but when they engage the ball carrier, they flock like a bunch of cancer cells around the ball carrier, and instead of getting them on the ground, they try to strip the ball, and in the meantime, the guy's running for an extra 10 yards.
There you go.
And it's just, you know, fine, get the ball out, but not at the expense of giving the guy an extra 10 yards.
Hey, only one undefeated team now, right? The Rams, as we get into this.
And rightfully so. They're a good team, and, you know, they'll have a couple losses, but they play very well. They got great leadership in the coaching staff and the
alma mater, Fred Dreyer. Hey, don't forget, check out Fred. He is going to be on NCIS coming up for you Tuesday with Mark Harmon on CBS. Don't forget to check out YouTube. October 21st is the anniversary of Fred Dreyer, Green Bay, two safeties in one game. Search it, watch it. It'll be there for you. That's good stuff. And follow Fred if you want to on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer. Email them, because we do the emails here, as you know, on the show, freddryer@crntalk.com. And by all means, check out his movie Highway 395 at his new website, fdryer.com. That's fdryer, D-R-Y-E-R.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with Fred Dryer. Some more emails for you, Fred. Martina says, I miss Hunter with you and Stephanie Kramer. Miss your show on TV. Again, your show is there, but are you in touch with Stephanie Kramer as well? Do you guys chat from time to time?
Periodically, you know. Stephanie's, you know, she's one of these people who loves these cruises. She looks for these cruises.
Yes, we should go on a cruise with you, by the way. Don't you like to do
there
that?
There was more chance of you being on Mars this weekend than me being on a cruise.
Renee says, looking forward to a meet and greet someday, maybe on a cruise. Fred, you never can tell.
I can't wait.
Paul says, one question, if you played football today, which position slash team would you prefer to play, work for, and if you played offense, which position would you prefer?
There's a lot of questions in
here. Yes, a lot from Paul. What do you think?
I'd still be a pass rusher of some sort.
Yep. And what venue was your favorite, the Coliseum or the Anaheim Stadium?
Oh, Anaheim Stadium was a dump.
Ray says, Fred, you're in fantastic shape. Can you give us fellow seniors your workout routine? I know it involves stretching. What do you got?
Stretching and good diet.
Good diet. What is in the diet these days? You're doing salmon, you're doing chicken, you're doing protein,
doing
lots of green veggies, right?
Lots of those great, just natural, simple foods.
All right. Peter says, hi, Fred. Love your show. I have a football question. Why was George Allen fired in 78 in training camp?
Ah, good question. Good memory. George was such an aggressive alpha male. he decided that when he got to the Rams, he was going to trade Isaiah Robertson to Green Bay. So one day out at training camp at Fullerton, George called Jack Youngblood and I over to the far end zone while the team was leaving the field. And he just said, I just want you guys to know something because you're the leaders of the team. I traded Isaiah to Green Bay this morning. I said, you did what?
What?
And I looked at Jack and I said, can he do that? Can he actually do that? And the question, the answer to that question was, no, you can't. And by the way, you're fired. So,
all right. Tori said, did you chase after and sack Lenny and Squiggy during your guest appearance on Laverne and Shirley?
No.
Yeah, do that at all?
Stay away.
All right, want to remind you all, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. This Tuesday is on NCIS on CBS. Don't miss it. October 21st, Sunday here, the anniversary of two sacks in one quarter in the same game. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, on the show?
Well, I'm jealous of you being in Hawaii, and I would request that you would bring me back some swordfish. But have them put it in a styrofoam container and put it on your lap and bring it back.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.